Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
COPS, Central Organization of Police Specialists. Fighting crime in a future time.
Hey, what's poppin', everybody? Welcome to the Cynical Cartoons podcast, where today I watched Cops, the animated series, with my friend B. Kelly Gorman. B uses they, them pronouns. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at StopTweetingMia. Thank you for listening to the Cynical Cartoons podcast for another week. And as always, I'm your host, Mia Marchant. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm here if you need to talk. B, we this week are releasing the last episode of Unfortunate Associates.
We are.
Maybe? What the fuck?
Whoa, did a giant motorcycle just drive by your window?
There was a transformer out my window.
Optimus.
Yeah, so Unfortunate Associates, we did a series of Unfortunate Events podcast together where we watched the books, the movie.
We just looked at them.
On Netflix. Yeah, we watched the books. But yeah, that's wrapping up after a really long time. Like, we've been doing that show for like 3.5 years.
Yeah, and, that's so bizarre to me.
That's crazy.
Well, I was just talking to you off mic like about that internship I had right before you and I met, and that in some ways feels like very recent. So I'm like, oh, it wasn't that long ago, but it also kind of feels like a lifetime ago, because like I had literally like moved 3 times and like had different relationships, and like a lot has changed in some way. I had like a bunch of different jobs. So like,
yeah, well, it turns out that in 3.5 years in the middle of your 20s, a lot changes.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're like trans, probably. That's probably increases the changes that you
trans
do.
Probably. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I was like, are you not sure yet?
I mean, like, I don't know. Who knows how much my life is going to change?
I mean, that was really fun. We were terrible at staying consistent with the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean,
but at least now it's kind of done. Maybe there's going to be more. Maybe they'll do more show, which would be pretty cool. I would definitely do that podcast some more.
I know that, yeah, like there's been discussion of like maybe like an All the Wrong Questions show, or who knows what could happen with that. I don't think that they'd ever soon anyway do like another thing with the main 13 books, because like they just did that and I think people were pretty happy with it. It wasn't like a weird cut short franchise like the movie was. So I don't like necessarily, I don't know, but we like live in this weird quick turnaround time where like literally they immediately start making a Spider-Man after they make a Spider-Man. And I'm just like, why? We just had one. So like, who knows?
Since it was the last episode, we took the opportunity to, say fuck for the first time on our kids book podcast.
You left that one in.
I will. Yeah. I haven't edited it yet, but I'm sure that I'll leave it in. That was really good.
Well, oh my God, wait, I don't know if you can, how much you can keep this on the air, but I'm going to talk about it on Radio Camp Half Blood soon, but we got like a message from, or like, I think it was a review from this supposed 10-year-old. I'm like skeptical that it was actually from a 10-year-old who said like, I really like this show, but you like use like foul language. And I think that you should like try to change your language. It's really too bad because I like the show. It was like something like that.
But it is a safe for work podcast. You guys
it's
don't
a safe for,
on
but
it.
We don't, though, is the thing. But we had one episode that was a Patreon episode where we did curse. It was like a Ready Player One review that we recorded like a year ago.
Right.
And we released on the main feed. And it had like an explicit tag on Apple Podcasts. It had like a description in
did
the episode.
Did you cuss a lot, or did you just say like hell?
I mean, I think we cursed, like, I don't know, it was like a year ago, but I think we said like the F word and stuff. Like, we cursed probably about as much as like you do on your podcast, like any kind of show that isn't like safe
That's
for work.
A lot.
Like, I mean, like, probably a good amount, but there was like warnings, like multiple, there was an audio warning in the beginning, there was a show notes, and it was marked explicit. Like, there was multiple things. And we think that like either a child or a parent accidentally played it without noticing those things, and now they're like mad at us for like cursing on our kid show.
It's such a funny distinction, like making media for kids but also making like this show where we talk about fucking in every single episode. It's always talking about like these horny ass cartoons.
It's true.
Or like on our Safe for Work Kids podcast, I will promote my Twitter. And you look
which,
at that,
I know,
and it's like,
so
oh my
weird.
God.
I know. I mean, like, my Twitter's like pretty down the road, like I'll like curse or something, but I won't like be super blue, I guess.
Oh, I go for it.
Yeah, no, I
go for it.
And yeah, and then I like how you have like that alternate Twitter, but then you like posted something on your main, and then someone who followed you was just like, I like how the distinction between your two Twitters, like, there's it's just like not even, it doesn't make sense. Like, oh yeah, this is like the raunchy one. Like, they're both, they're the same. I don't.
Right. One of them is only raunchy stuff. The other one is raunchy stuff plus serious stuff plus cute selfies.
Right. So it's just sort of a mix. But I thought that was funny.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something that I would want to do again. Like, I like being able to play around in a space of like, I can say or do whatever I want on this show. And it's just up to my moral authority as to whether something makes it into the show and whether it deserves to be there. Which
I know what you're saying.
It's great.
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated thing because most of the time, I don't really care that much because a lot of our content too is like just analysis. So like, you don't need to like get super like off color necessarily to talk about that. I think because of this show, it's more like necessary because it's like, I don't know, you're not like deeply analyzing like this bad 80s cartoon. You're just like, wow, this is weird and horny or whatever, because like a lot of times that's just the only takeaway.
Was the Cops cartoon horny? Because I didn't really see
it. No, it wasn't really
horniness.
Actually,
okay, it's just a
I'm
common
sure
theme on
it
this
had
podcast.
The potential to get there.
I'm
sure there's other episodes, like, I mean, there's some like weird stuff that I'm sure anybody could take out of context, but that's sort of just like the rule of the internet that like whatever floats your boat. It's, you know, I'm sure everyone's like, yeah, wow, I really love this like weird like scenario where this adult pretends to be a baby. Like, I'm sure
I know,
there's somebody
it's so
out there
strange.
Who's into that. But
did you just watch the one episode of this show that I assigned to you, or did you watch a couple?
Yeah, just the baby episode.
Okay.
I was gonna watch
great.
Other episodes and I was like, I think I'm done.
So here's what happened.
I get the gist.
Was that we watched Cops, the animated series.
Not the show, like Bad Boys, but not that one.
It's a
which
cartoon
is confusing.
About
they probably should have named it more clearly.
Right, it's a cartoon about futuristic cyber cops. Yeah, the episode that I like saw that popped out to me was The Case of the Baby Bad Guy, and that one I was like, okay, so it's like a bad guy who's a little person. He dresses up like a baby as his cover, and then he goes and stays in an orphanage after robbing a bank. And I was like, that sounds fun, I guess. And ridiculous. But I didn't realize that that just meant like an entire episode of jokes about little
of
people.
Jokes about little people. It was like not great.
It was pretty not great.
I just had a lot of weird questions about it. Like, why is his name Small Guy? I guess that's just his nickname.
Or but, that's like, his birth name.
Whoever like wrote that, I think they felt very clever because so the main criminal guy is named Small Guy.
Right.
And then his cronies, I guess, are named Sawed Off and Snubnose, which I get it, they're short versions of weapons. Like,
great.
They thought that was so hilarious. I'm like questioning now, like, why are his two sidekicks both little people? Like, what are the odds of that happening? Like,
oh, do you think that he like shrunk them down with a machine of some sort?
I don't, like, is he like a weird Batman villain who just like everyone needs to be on theme?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Right, and
it seems like such a weird choice.
It's just such a strange situation that he's like, hey, I'm a bad guy, see, and I rob
this
bank.
He literally talks
and,
just like that,
oh,
too.
Oh, I know,
which
all
you're
of
not
them
even,
do.
Like, exaggerating.
Every single bad guy in this entire show is like, hey, I'm a gangster, see,
Yeah, well, he talks like that, and then, like, one, I think they were kind of doing a takeoff of the Three Stooges a little bit with his other two sidekicks, because one had, like, a kind of whiny voice like that, which is kind of like, What is that, Curly from the Three Stooges? So I think that that's kind of the direction they were going in.
And the other one is then, like, oh, I'm a god. Yeah, and the other one, like, yeah, Robin that, Banks.
Like the deep voice.
Right. Well, it was just such a strange thing to the episode where they're like, okay, so our cover is we're going to go be babies. And you're like, wow, this is like the reason that I had to go and watch three or four episodes after this to talk about is because I don't want to stoop to the show's level.
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk about this episode without talking about how ridiculous it is that it's like a little person dressed up like a baby, because that's just like so offensive and awful. And clearly the person that wrote this episode had a lot of fun with that idea.
I feel like it's very similar to the joke from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where it's like the baby, but it's angry and has a cigar. Like, okay, right. You've seen this before.
Right. And there's a Batman villain that does that. She's like a doll that like goes around and she's like a baby doll, or she's like a baby forever or something. I don't remember what it was.
So wait, is she a baby or a doll?
She's
a baby doll.
No, she's a baby forever. Like she was like on a TV show where she played a baby and then everybody got creeped out because she was a baby for 10 years. And she was like, well, I'm just a baby, so I'm going to go out and rob banks. See?
What is this, the origin story of a lot of bank robbers? It's like, I'm a baby and now I steal jewels. That's also like another hilarious thing that's in cartoons, right? Where like for some inexplicable reason, there's so many safes filled with
jewels?
Like you're a crown prince or something. Like right. Who has bags of jewels?
Exactly. Sacks of money with dollar signs on them. I watched, I think, 5 episodes of this show, and every
episode
I watched, the other ones were much better than this one. I would not have kept watching if the other ones were like, here's a bank robber that does blackface. I would have been like, oh my God.
Oh, no.
Let's not talk about this show. Every single episode has a bank robbery in it and like a crazy gimmicky guy who's like, my name is Big Brain.
I think that's like another weird thing about like kids shows that like do law enforcement is like they want to like create this nebulous idea of bad guys, but they also can't talk about most crimes that are like really offensive because that's not appropriate for children. So they're like bank robberies. They're kind of like weirdly morally neutral because they're not like, I don't know, they're not like assaulting people. Like there's usually not murder. It's just like I'm stealing bags of money. I don't know.
Right. And that's the thing is that I don't want to see the cops from the Cops animated series take down a sexual deviant or
exactly.
something like that.
You don't want like Cops SVU or something.
Right. That would be odd. Like Long Arm like gets there just in the nick of time to like stop a really horrible thing from happening. And you're like, wow, I'm glad he got there in time. But like, Jesus.
Yeah, that's like another weird thing is like I got the sense that they had this like ensemble cast that I was supposed to care about of like other special cops that do things.
They for sure but do.
The one episode I watched like didn't give that impression at all. It was just sort of like, oh yeah, here are these other guys. But Long Arm, he's trying to like prove himself because he just like didn't grab the robber on time. Like that was the only thing that he was unable to do, I guess.
I think the implication there was like, oh, Long Arm's such a loser because he couldn't catch this little guy.
Yeah, like that's another thing too. The weird, like, I get, would you call that ableism? I don't know. I don't know quite. It's something. It's something offensive.
It's not a good look. I mean, it's strange.
It's not a good look.
It's strange that like this happened in the late 80s, early 90s. I don't know exactly when this episode aired, but like, you know, 15 years later, you get Little Man, the Marlon Wayans film, you know, and it's like, wow, this is just the same movie.
That's like, there's certain types of weird prejudice that it seems to like be perpetually okay on TV. And I feel like for a while that definitely was like trans kind of stuff, like any kind of like quote unquote man in a dress or like cross dressing type of thing was like seen as like appropriate. Oof. Like any kind of thing making fun of little people or disabled people in general were like usually like fair game. It's weird. Like even like pretty progressive like shows that don't tend to be offensive in other ways, like I feel like especially disabled people are like the last to like be understood or like treated like people. Like, isn't it funny? No, it's not really that funny. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you make a good point. Like they absolutely could have done an episode where they were like, here's this weird cross-dresser guy. He's a hermaphrodite ? And like he joins a fashion show and you're like, oh wow, okay.
That's definitely like another weird thing that's in even cartoons seems to be okay. Like as long as it's like, get it? He's like really, like he has a beard, but he's wearing a dress.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's a similar kind of joke to like the little person dressed as a baby where it's like, it's this weird, like distrustworthy thing.
But even that, because like in this episode, they are debased to such a point that it's like, okay, the woman that runs this orphanage is going to give them a bath and change their diapers. And it's like,
it's bad.
That's a man. That's an adult human being. This is so bad.
And then
bad.
He's like playing along with it because he's like, it's the weird scheme of it all. Right. And it's so...
There's something deviant
so
about
much
him.
So much weird crap happens yeah. in just this 20-minute chunk of bizarre television. Because mm-hmm. like all that is happening. And then like the side plot... of Long Arm, I guess, about how, like, apparently there's, like, a person on the news who does the crime beat who just, like,
that's
follows
right, Whitney,
cops and makes
something.
Fun of them, which I don't really know. I couldn't think of, like, a real-world equivalent of that, sort of, because there's, like, newscasters who talk about crime, but they don't, like, follow cops around in real time and, like, record what one-liner they're saying to the criminal while they're arrested. Like, that's...
Right.
The weird thing is, the closest approximation I can think of is the adult show Cops, where they follow cops around, and
right.
that was later, and apparently, I just, like, looked this up, because I was wondering... if they kept the name Cops. But yeah, when the TV show Cops, like the, you know, the, I guess, would you call that like
reality
a
reality TV
series,
show or whatever,
reality
yeah,
TV show,
right.
When that came out, they changed their name to Cyber Cops because they didn't want it to be confused.
I mean, that's the thing is that I thought that this show was like gonna be an animated adaptation of Cops, the TV show, and they were gonna like take like real life cops and make them cartoons. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, just like a lot of Floridian guys, like,
it's,
screaming, mainly.
Right. It's important to talk about Whitney Morgan, the character that you were talking about, the reporter character.
Yeah.
In the episodes that I watched of this show, it seems that her purpose is to, one, follow around the cops and keep them accountable, which is bad, the show proposes. It's like, oh, she's always watching the cops and making sure
yeah.
they don't fuck up, so she's bad.
Or like if they embarrass themselves, she's like,
right.
aha.
She's always there to catch them.
Which is like another weird thing too, is like, why is she rejoicing that the cop didn't get the
criminal?
Bank robber just because she likes to like make fun of the cops, which
right.
is like, listen, I'm not beyond making fun of cops, but it is sort of bizarre that she seems to like not be rooting for this like bank robber.
Well,
I don't know. I guess it's fine. I guess the banks are insured. I don't know.
Right. And the other strange element of Whitney Morgan's character is that she is a foil to the cops. Like they don't want her to be around. They're annoyed by her, but also they all want to fuck her. Like every single cop in the show.
I got that just a little bit. Yeah. Even in the episode I watched, there was sort of like this weird tension between
right.
them.
I hate her, but I also want to fuck the shit out of
yeah.
her. I don't know why. Oh, I'm so mad. And he punches the wall, you know?
Yeah. I think like part of it too is like this weird, like, I don't know, like toxic idea of like the flirtation is the same thing as hating each other. So like she makes fun of them and then they're like mad that she's around. And it's like, what is happening here? There's like, there's definitely some baggage that I don't know how to unpack because this is just like a weird 20-minute snapshot of like what your relationship is. So yeah, I have like no idea about the other characters because I didn't like watch other episodes. So I just know about Long Arm who... I mean, even just from that episode, I'm like, wait, why do all the cops dress differently? Like, they don't even have
right.
a uniform.
It's the future.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, they just pick what they want to do.
Right. Yeah, it's strange. They all have, like, a gimmick. They're, like, superhero cops. One of them is, like, a cowboy. One of them has, like, a robot dog. One of them is the girl.
One of them is girl. You know, like, that character trait in the 80s of girl?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just like the same as a regular cop, but you have a bow or something.
I bet that she like flirts with the cops all the time.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the only purpose of female characters in these kinds of weird dispensable cartoons.
Yeah. One thing that I can say about the show is that at least it wasn't like all white people. Like, I don't know, like the chief is black and that's a stereotype. But then Whitney Morgan is not white and... Maybe that's it, just those two characters.
Maybe
but that's something
yeah, maybe
for the
not
80s.
The best, but it's something. There's just a lot going on. I feel like because it was such a short like episode, which makes sense, that's like kind of the style of this kind of cartoon. It's like Saturday morning, like just 20-minute blocks. But I just didn't really get a sense of like this team, I guess. It was just like this one cop mainly who was they focused on for that episode. So I was like, okay, what's the deal with the other people? Like, why aren't they
right.
helping him? They're it was always just him who was like, go, and then you need to redeem yourself by catching this little guy and his, like,
right.
sidekicks who inexplicably are also little people that they never really explain. Like, I want to know that backstory. Did they both, like, did they all meet because of that? Was there, like, a reason? Did they go to a camp or a convention?
The other two guys are just, like, not into the whole crime aspect of it. They're just around from, like, the support group, and small guy talked them into it.
Right. They're like, I don't know, we don't really have a lot of other support because I guess people are mean to small, to like little people, which is true. They kept making like incredibly bad puns. I can't even think of all of them, but they were just
That's
like.
That's the thing. All of our main characters are fucking dicks to like these little people. They're assholes.
And it's like they're just criminals. Like that's the, you should be bad that they're criminals.
Yeah, I guess they're criminals,
small.
So you get to dehumanize them. But it's like, oh, okay, so they would be the same if they were talking to a black person or a trans woman. They would be
who happen
this
to be a
level of shitty.
No, exactly. Yeah, because they, no, every word out of their mouth to the character, I guess his name is Small Guy, right? I don't think we ever know his any other name for him.
No, that's his birth name, I think.
Anytime they like direct it to him, it's always like some horrible pun, and it doesn't even usually make sense. It just doesn't even quite even fit in the scenario they're talking about. They're just trying to talk about their height, and it's like, you know, you've come up short. Like, what? That's not necessary.
Here's one that I had written down actually in my notes. It's the chief, and he's like, there's an old saying, sometimes good things come in small packages. Well, sometimes bad things come in small packages too. And you're like, all right, guy.
Yeah, that sounds made up. That sounds like a joke you would make about how bad the show was. But they wrote that down and were like, this is dialogue now.
Yep. Somebody's going to record this. We're going to animate it poorly.
Yeah. Yeah, they did animate it pretty poorly, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's strange, though, that like all of his gimmicks as a crime man are like baby based. Like, that's the thing. All the villains in the show, if they're a brain guy, they're all brain based. If they're a small guy, they like dress up like a baby and then they use explosives
well, doesn't
that look
he,
like a
like,
baby bottle.
Work with another criminal who seems to be like the main villain.
Big Boss.
His name is Big Boss.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is
right.
like, I guess.
And he's
they,
big.
They like ran out of ideas and they're like, okay, so this guy's big. What if we did small? Like, that's kind of like they were spitballing one day
right.
in the writer's room. They're like, you know, we could do the opposite and pick a small guy. And what would we call him? Maybe Small Guy? I don't know.
Right.
And they put that as a placeholder and then they just kept it in the script because they couldn't think of anything better.
Well, one of the episodes that I watched was actually the Villain Con episode where like all of the villains have a convention in the city that they're in. And that was kind of incredible. Like the episode starts off with all the cops being like, crime is down all around the world. I wonder why. It seems like they're all convening in one place. And then like the villains are robbing every bank in town at one time and the cops are doing nothing about it.
That sounds about right.
But like all the villains in the show are like, I'm a guy with an exposed brain, or like, I'm a guy who rides on a skateboard and acts radical. And it's like, wow, this show.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is
that's
a lot.
That's a good...
I made that one up.
I've seen that a lot as a protagonist. I don't think I remember any antagonists that had like a radical kind of personality. Uh-huh.
Well, David Spade in Police Academy 4 Citizens on Patrol was sort of a...
Oh, of course.
Sort of a...
The classic that everybody knows.
Uh-huh. I don't know why I know that.
I don't even think I've seen the first Police
No,
Academy.
Neither have I. I've only seen 4.
That's even weirder, Mia.
I know. So, I don't know. There's a strange element to this episode where Whitney Morgan, the reporter, is like trying to track down this crime story, right? She's like, I'm a crime reporter. But then she goes to...
But then she doesn't like... doing crime, apparently, or doing not doing crime, but doesn't like doing the crime beat. Sorry, I have
right.
to be clear.
Well, it's not even that that I took umbrage with. It's that Small Guy goes and stays at Mrs. Lopside's orphanage, right?
Lopside, which I what are they going for there with the name?
I don't know. I don't
is
know.
That like a reference to her boobs? I thought maybe it was because like they really emphasize her boobs, and I was like, is this like a weird horny thing? Is this like a weird like Don Bluth kind of thing where you're like making a character like very weird and voluptuous and you're like zooming in way too much on her cleavage. I'm like, this is for children. What are you doing?
Right. Well, I mean, there was definitely like some weird like fetish play going on because there's an element to it where they're like, these adult men are going to be bathed like babies and changed like babies. And it's like, gross.
Yeah, and then at first they're like arguing about it, but then he's like, you're gonna act like babies so that way we don't, you don't like whatever, blow up our spot basically.
Well,
so they have to like play the role. It's just weird. And then they like hide jewels inside of a stuffed animal, which then that's confusing because like apparently it's like an animatronic stuffed animal. So then like the reporter's like, oh yeah, I remember this from when I was a kid, which like doesn't quite make sense because like how young are you if you... Anyway, it doesn't quite track, but she like presses the button and it like just spews diamonds out of its mouth, like this elephant.
So that's what I was getting at with Whitney Morgan is like, okay, so this woman that runs this orphanage, Mrs. Lopsided, is very oblivious. She doesn't realize. But Whitney Morgan is like, I'm sick of the crime beat. I want to do a human interest story about specifically the place where the baby men were
staying. One of those convenient plot things. Where it's like, there's only three settings in the whole city. Like, one of, like, everything suddenly becomes very small, and you're like, what?
I was like, is she doing this on purpose? Like, does she know? And she's gonna be like, I know what you guys are doing. The jig is up. No.
They could have written that in, and it would have made more sense than her just arbitrarily, in a coincidence, just picking that. I don't know, like.
But a competent woman in an 80s cartoon? Come on, B.
That's also another weird thing that, like, happens in, like, media in general where there's, like, a preponderance of orphanages where it's, like, I'm pretty sure in the 80s that wasn't really much of a thing to have, like, a big building that says orphanage on it. Like, that's not really how child care was handled. Like, I think the foster system was in place. Like, there wasn't just, like, a giant building. And it just said that. It didn't even say Mrs. Lopsided's orphanage. It just said orphanage. That's, like, all they could fit on the sign, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it seems as though they're the only kids in the orphanage. Like, it doesn't... There's no other children.
Did they just not feel like animating other children? Because that's kind of what I felt. Like, going, yeah, that's fine. There's three of them. That's why she was so hyped, because she's like, there's more babies. I guess the implication is every other baby is taken.
Right.
I guess.
Well, and her mental state disturbed me, because like, she'll be across the room from them, like making up a bottle, and the criminals would be like, hey, shut the fuck up, small guy. You don't know what you're talking about. She can't hear anything.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. They're just screaming in adult men's voices.
I know. I like how small guy like just like grabs the other guy by like the scruff of his neck or whatever. And he's like, listen here, you're not going to ruin our scheme. And it's like, you're screaming. She's right there. Like it. They didn't even try to like have them whisper. Can they not do the accent when they're whispering? Is that why they have to be screaming all the time? There's a lot of questions about the whole Mrs. Lopsided thing. And then even after, sorry, what's the reporter's name again?
Whitney Morgan.
Whitney. After Whitney is like, they're not babies, they're criminals. Mrs. Lopsided doesn't believe her for some reason. Like, she's
even when
she seems quite unhinged, honestly. She's like, no, they're just bad babies, they need to just be taken care of. And I'm like, this is like verging into like weird psychological thriller territory,
right?
Where this like woman doesn't even really run an orphanage, she just has like an empty room with a bunch of toys and no children, and she's finally excited the children are here. Like, I don't know, it's like, it's
you kind
borderline...
of have to wonder what criminal things she's done in her own past, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's like a confused... I did want to mention, I don't know if you noticed this when you watched the episode, but I feel like they must have like written a script where they had two ideas about something and then just kept both and forgot that it didn't make sense. Because the whole thing is they can't figure out where the like small guy and his gang are hiding.
Right.
But I mean, it seems pretty obvious because they did kidnap someone and they know that she's kidnapped. So like, how would they not know that Mrs. Lopsided is kidnapped? Ergo, that's where they are. Like, that doesn't quite make sense. But
do the police know that?
Well, yeah, because there's a moment where
kidnapped.
They said, well, they say that Whitney is. So like, if they know that, then wouldn't they also know? Like, I don't know. How did they find that out?
There.
That was that cut out? Anyway, that's like another weird explanation that maybe it was there before and they cut it out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But then there's like, they go to the, they go to like one of the banks that they robbed.
Right.
And they leave a clue, which is like another weird sign that they're devolving into some sort of like,
yeah,
unhinged mental state, because they're like fighting over a rattle, but they're adults,
right,
and there's jewels everywhere. So like, I don't know why they care. I guess like the joke is that they care, but like if you take 3 seconds to like analyze why that would be the case, you're like, they're getting like weird Stockholm syndrome or something. I don't exactly know what's happening, but
right,
like,
and
regressing.
Why are they dressed up like babies and using baby gimmicks to
they're still
the
dressed
anyway.
Up as babies, I guess, because they like don't want to have to do quick changes when they get back there. Again, many questions left unanswered, but they leave a rattle behind that's like marked with the name of the orphanage. And then Long Arm, I think the guy who's like, he's like the main cop at all this, finds it and goes, Mrs. Lopsided's Orphanage. And it's like, okay, yes, we figured it out. That's how you would know that it's from there, because it's freaking marked with the name.
Right.
And then there's like a beat of like, okay, we all figured it out. Let's cut to the orphanage now. And instead, it cuts back to him explaining to the cops, and he's just like, oh, I recognize one of these.
Right.
We do a fundraiser every year at the orphanage, and that's how I know it's hers. It's like, the reason you know it's hers is because her name is on it. Like, why is this a scene? I don't understand. I felt like I was going crazy. I was like, this is, you just said the reason you know about it, and then he came up with another second reason that didn't make sense. And I was like, did they put this in the script and get confused? Like,
right, because the show is cop propaganda for babies. Like, the show is supposed to be for really young audiences, I think.
It totally is, yeah. I don't think they expected anybody to watch it, for sure. So they're just like, I don't know, who cares? Like, they don't, you just can tell they just slapped this together. Like, I don't know, cops are cool. Look, this one's a cowboy. This
right.
one has an extendable arm. He's like Inspector Gadget, but not as cool. Like, he's just a halfway Inspector Gadget.
Which is weird, because Inspector Gadget himself is not cool.
No, he's not. It's kind of the whole point of him. So he's like
Inspector Gadget, but not funny.
Yeah, no, he's not even have a personality, exactly. He's just like this very dull cop guy who, I don't know, his outfit, I have questions. Why does he have spats? Like, what is that? What is the aesthetic they're going for with,
I don't know,
with Long Arm?
Don't ask me questions about the aesthetics of the Cops animated series, B. That's not
it's
fair.
Because I was like, okay, I had to Google this. I'm like, are those spats? Yes, that's what those look like.
Right.
That's like some 1800s shit. Like, that's why? There's so much going on. And then it's like just him, which is somehow weirder that it's just him wearing that and everyone else is like wearing their own special costume. What does that have to do with his extendable arm? Like, that's not even a theme. That's just like an interesting sartorial choice. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the extendable arm thing and all of their gimmicks are so weird because these cops are so like militarized and overfunded. They have attack helicopters. They have robot attack dogs. They have fucking attack motorcycles. The militarization of this urban police force is very yeah. scary, and it's all painted as a good thing.
They're stealing just money too, like the bank
right,
robbers
exactly.
They're not even violent. They
yeah.
I guess they threaten people, like they take out a gun at one point,
so
but for the most part they're not violent, but they're like, ah yes, this is worth all of our like intense police tech. Like, really, you need that? You need an extendable arm to like catch one guy?
Right. So here's something that's interesting, is that I was watching another episode where they were talking about, like, there was like a criminal that was out there stealing all of the supercars that the police own, right?
Of course.
So like the chief, when somebody steals a turbo cycle from the police force, is talking to one of the cops and he's like, oh, you know that that's worth 6,552 years of your salary. And I'm like,
oh my God. Oh, year. I thought you were going to say dollars and then you said years.
No, 6,552 years of your salary. So let's look up how much a cop got paid in 1990.
Okay, they probably got paid more too because they're cyber cops, but.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay, so let's assume that it's 2020 money then. Okay, police officer annual salary. So the turbo cycle costs 6,552 years of their salary. and the supercar costs 10,841 years of their salary. And if a cop, let's say 2020 statistics, makes $48,958 a year.
Crunching the numbers.
Times 10,841 years, then that supercar cost $530,753,678. That's a $500 million supercar.
Yeah.
For what reason? Why do they need like a speed racer car with a giant saw and lasers?
I don't know. They're just, it seems like there's not much crime going on except for like these very silly crimes that don't really matter that much. So they're like, this is fun. Let's just get, I don't know, like a supercar. We need something to do with our budget because we just like, I don't know. The mayor keeps just giving us more money and we don't really have much to do. So I don't know. Here's like a mech suit. It doesn't matter.
I mean, there's literally an episode where they make a whole robot police force. They like try and RoboCop thing. And all the police are going out there giving everybody like 5 years in prison for jaywalking, life in prison for littering because their hat fell off on the ground. And then like not arresting the criminals because the robots are corrupt. It was very silly.
I mean, I guess there's a reason they called them cyber cops when they changed the show, because it's just like they're
solving crime in a future time.
Oh, yeah. Right. I guess because it takes place in the future.
Yeah.
So you kind of adjust for technology. But like if that's how much the cyber bike costs or whatever, it's not normal technology that everyone has.
Right.
It's not like an iPhone or something. Do you know what I mean? Like their equivalent of something that like, OK, yes, this is amazing technology, but it's like ubiquitous now.
Right.
There's a lot of questions. It definitely was just cop propaganda. Like, you could just tell.
For sure.
They just threw it together. They don't even think about it.
Yeah. Also, it was strange in this episode how Small Guy and his whole crew took hostages. They took Whitney Morgan and Mrs. Lopsided. But then when the cops show up, they just immediately run out the back door. Like, they have no plan.
No, they don't.
They have guns, but they're all squirt guns. And everybody knows that because they took, like, they obviously interviewed the guy that got robbed.
Is that part of the gimmick? That they have squirt guns? Like, I get it, because I'm a child. Or is it like just they don't want to buy a gun?
The infantilization of these adult men is just so creepy.
There's a lot going on.
Bizarre.
Is there also like some sort of weird thing where you can't get a gun if you're not a cop? Where it's like all the cops have like giant laser guns.
Because all of the criminals also have giant laser guns.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like the criminals all have crazy future weapons, too.
Okay, I wasn't sure if there was, like, a limit on real weapons. I'm like, is there, like, a justifiable reason why he just has a squirt gun? Is that just, like, a fun gag they did? I mean, fun is stretching it. It was a thing that they did on the show. And I was like, that's a thing.
Right.
That was a choice.
So one of the other episodes that I watched, the second one that I watched, was The Case of the Crime Circus. And in that episode, the villain is Big Brain, and he's, like, a man with an exposed brain inside a glass case. He has a robot circus that he's running, and he robs banks dressed as a clown in a clown car.
Of course. So the Joker.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's more circus themed and less clown, I guess.
Right. But it's kind of like they definitely operate on Batman villain logic where it's like, you can't be a criminal unless you have a theme.
Right.
Like, listen, buddy, I already got the clown thing. You gotta like pick another gimmick.
That episode was really strange because there was actually a kid in that episode like that was sneaking into the circus. And the whole thing was, like, everybody in that episode is constantly misgendering her.
What?
Yeah, like, the cops themselves are like, hey, that little boy over there. And she's like, I'm not a boy. I'm a girl. My name is Sam, short for Samantha. And then she, like, runs off.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the villain, like, the whole villainous thing that the villain does is constantly misgender her, even when he knows that she's a girl. He's like, that little boy. And somebody's like, that's a girl. And he's like, no, she's got short hair.
What? This is, like, my worst nightmare.
And, like, the whole payoff for that character at the very end is that, like, she does good and she is gendered correctly by one of the cops that doesn't know her. Is like, what a good little girl. And she's like, finally, somebody gets it.
Wow. And that's your origin story, Mia. Finally, a robot cop was like, I understand your gender. And well, that's how you decided you loved cops.
I know, because the end of the episode is like she goes from like stealing somebody's wallet at the beginning to at the end, like all the cops are like, man, that little girl would make a great cop someday. And it's like, that's not a happy ending. That's mortifying.
Well, it definitely is like supposed to get children to be like, and maybe I can make a good cop one day because I'll be like cool and interesting like this character. It's not great. It's weird. Like, a lot of shows that are cop propaganda, like, they try to be a little bit subtle or whatever. It just happens to be about cops, but they're not like, you could be one day. But because this is for children, they're not even trying to, like, obfuscate their motivations at all.
Right.
It's like, yeah, no, cops are so cool. You could have this laser gun. You could have this car that costs millions of dollars.
Right. And the whole thing in that episode was like, they spend the entire episode, they're supposed to be at the circus finding Big Brain, the bad guy, and stopping him from robbing another bank. But instead, one of them is tracking down Big Brain and the other one is like, I gotta find this little kid and help him out. Like, I gotta teach this little kid, give him a talking to about stealing wallets. And it's like, well, shut the fuck up and do your job, dick.
Yeah, maybe not like the best priority ever to just go after like a petty crime a child did. Like,
And you say a lot of the time as an insult to somebody who's acting particularly copish, you're like, what a fucking cop. This guy's literally a cop and he acts like a cop. Like,
acts like a cop. Like a narc. Like, you're just
he sucks shit.
Yeah. Just let it go, dude. It's a child. Even in just the short period of time that I watched this show, I got the distinct sense that I hated every one of the cop characters. They were just so unlikable. They didn't even try to make them likable. They're just like goody two shoes, like kind of, I don't know. They had like no personality, like that just weird, like announcer voice, like dead inside kind of energy I got from all of them. Or I guess like the captain or whatever has like a slightly gruffer voice. But other than that, they're like basically the same. I don't know if you got like more of a sense of their personalities by watching more
you do.
Episodes,
but yeah, if you watch more, this bit. One was mostly about Long Arm.
Yeah, and his personality, I guess, is being a little shit, is from what from that episode. It's like,
it's just that he sucks.
A dweeb.
It's that he's a bad cop. Listen, it's not that I want to have the show deal with police corruption and like racial prejudice and things like that. But these are definitely not good cops. Like, all that we see of them is like shitting on these people for being different. I'm very afraid for what that means. Like, if that's the sanitized version of a cop in 1990... You know,
right? No, I mean, the actual version, I'm sure, was like definitely not great. I'm sure you could find like real world examples of them being pretty horrible, like in the news.
Really, name one.
Yeah,
find one violent.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like we're probably like forgetting like a pretty like notorious example from around that. Like, I'm sure,
right?
Because it's an endless onslaught of misappropriation and bad behavior, and that's like even before the kind of stuff like body cameras where people were like minorly accountable for things.
Right. I also didn't see any of these when I was watching the episodes, but I checked out the wiki and there's like a bunch of really bizarre sounding PSAs that they would tack onto the ends.
Okay.
For example, don't go into dark alleyways, don't steal traffic signs, and don't flash your cash, which is about how not to show villains your cash because you'll get mugged. One of the other episodes that I watched was the Case of the Crime Convention, where all of the criminals in the world were convening on the city. And the whole gimmick there was like, they got two of the cops with like cement around their feet and they put them in the crime museum so that all the criminals could come look at them. But then the cops like escaped because nobody was there watching them, even though all the criminals in the world are convening on this one place.
They're like, this is fine. I guess they all wanted to go and like check out the like the vendor tables. I don't know.
Yeah, that was the whole thing, was they were all in the main hall seeing the crimeys being given out. Like, it was like a golden blackjack award that looks like a giant butt plug being given to the best criminal.
Every sculpture in a cartoon is just sort of a butt plug shape. They're like, mm-hmm. I don't know, what does a sculpture look like?
And that episode was really strange because like the entire city was coated in literal advertisements for the crime convention, but the police were like, we can't find it. Where is it?
It wasn't even in code or anything. It's just like a big sign that says criminals here.
Right. Literally, there's giant billboards that are like, vote for Muck Boom Boom to be the criminal of the year. And the cops are
where
could they be?
Does it have the location? Because that would be a step too far.
I couldn't tell, but I feel like it was like, go vote here, you know?
Yeah, like 321 Main Street, the giant warehouse filled with criminals. You can't miss it.
And then there was a situation where the cops with cement blocks around their feet like hop together into the main hall to fight the bad guys. But it's like they don't have guns or weapons, and all of the bad guys presumably
would. So they just wave their arms around. You know, they'd be immediately obliterated in any other.
Well, they were literally stomping on people. They were just like jumping on people, and everybody's like, oh, I got a concussion. And you're like, wow. Okay.
Again,
guy.
That's like definitely the if you're gonna do cop propaganda, you have to make the cops like completely unbeatable for the most part,
right?
And you have to make the criminals just like dumbasses, just completely...
Oh, there's not an episode of this show where they accidentally shoot an unarmed person who wasn't actually committing a crime. Like, the cops in the show are pretty flawless.
When you suggested the show, I was like, all right, we'll see where this goes.
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that the first episode that we watched was so ridiculous and offensive that I had to go out and find more to talk about, like, I feel like there's a lot of that in this show.
No, you messaged me, you're like, I have no idea even how to broach this subject.
The show's already shitty and it's already in the hindsight. Nobody's talking about cops except for us. This is our fault if the show is talked about at all this week.
That's true. Yeah, we're like actually reminding people that it exists. I still can't get over that it's marked as children's content still on YouTube. I guess because it's a cartoon technically, but there's just like, I can't imagine like a child now finding right. on YouTube this old bad show that people yeah. probably didn't even watch when they were children then.
Every episode is on there. Like, there's a playlist of every episode.
Oh, I'm sure. That's what it seemed like when I went on YouTube. And it's just like, of all the plethora of YouTube content that children watch, just like the endless Peppa Pig episodes and like right. other more modern, they have Doc McStuffins. They don't give a shit about cops. They don't want to watch that. Are you kidding me? Like, it's a bad cartoon just even if I watched it the second it came out and I was a literal baby. I'd be like, this is bad.
I mean, it's strange because some of the talent involved in the show, Kevin Altieri directed 48 episodes of Cops and 22 episodes of Batman the Animated Series and worked on like 4 seasons of that show. And it's like, oh, that's like the best
animated. I
can sort of
see a similar DNA there, but
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Like
the visual style is sort of similar, except that show is well animated.
They just don't care as much, I think.
Right.
Because it's not like a property that anybody has any investment in. They even like changed the name of it halfway through, and it was only on for like less than a year, and they still had to change it because they're like, oh, right, yeah, there's a show about actual cops, so we have right. to like call it Cyber Cops. It's like, does anybody remember the show? Probably not.
Well, and you have to wonder, like, who was funding this? You know, was it, like, government stipends to, like, make this show? Or was it funded by, like, some
private
police force?
It feels that way. It feels very, like, a slapdash show that they would put together and then, like, play in a dare thing.
Right, exactly.
Or something.
Oh, do you think there was an episode about drugs? That's what
was
we should have watched.
Was there an episode about drugs? Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Like, where they're, like, tracking down, like, teens doing drugs.
Yeah, this definitely, I mean, I could just get the sense that this was made during the late 80s because it just has like very much like that like war on drugs, like
right.
only you can prevent crime kind of, it's that kind of same weird thing that happens to children sometimes where they like get preached at, but they get like a cartoon character that comes with it to sort of soften the blow.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that commercial? It kind of reminded me of that where it's there's like this ad for the Army, I think, or it might be Navy SEALs or something. I forget. It's some sort of military advertisement. And it like starts off looking like a video game. And then they like say something like, it's not a video game. Like,
yeah,
oh,
it's real
if
life.
You like playing Call of Duty, you'll yeah. like deploying for your country. And like, that's kind of the energy that this show had, where it's right. like, do you like cool robots? Do you too want to work for the state? It just is like, it's, they're not even trying to like hide that at all.
Yeah, it's not worth your time. Don't watch this shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of glad that you showed it to me just because it's like so fucking weird and absurd, and it's the kind of thing that I would never have known about.
Yeah, I mean the other option that we almost did was Fish Police, which I wish that we would have done because that one could have been
different. And then you said, I don't know why all these shows are about cops.
Yeah, right. I sent you like 3 different things about cops and I was like, oops. B, thank you for coming on the podcast this week.
Yeah, I had a really great time. It's very different from my normal podcasting direction.
For sure. Where can people find you online and where can they check out your other show and stuff?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at B. Kelly Gorman, and you can find me on Tumblr at twinpoetry.tumblr.com. I have another podcast. It's about children's lit. I talk about Percy Jackson with my friend Zach, called Radio Camp Half-Blood. You can find it on, hold on, let me see if I can remember the URL. You can find it at tinyurl.com/halfbloodpodcast, or you can just search Radio Camp Half-Blood. I'm sure you will find all of the cool stuff that comes up.
Great. And me and you also did a podcast called Unfortunate Associates, where we talked about a series of unfortunate events extensively. And you know, the show is ending this week, but you should go back and listen to the back catalog if you haven't before, because it's really a joy. And
I had a really great time doing that show. I'm very glad that we ended up meeting and doing it. It was really good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, technically you talk about kids' media on the show, but it's entirely a different approach.
Right.
It's less like, well, let's analyze this, and more like, well, this was fucked, huh?
Right.
Though sometimes we did that on Fortune Associates, too, to be honest.
And I'm on Twitter, @StopTweetingMia. Thank you for listening to the Cynical Cartoons podcast for another week. As always, I'm your host, Mia Marchant, and I'm here if you need to talk.
The case of the big chase. Officer Roadblock grabbed the squad car to stop Cuckoo before he got away.
That's the barricade!
And Officer Taser brought the paddy wagon to blast Hyena. Cop, squad car, and paddy wagon sold separately with caps.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.